trousers, rainbow climbing high. Everyone can see it smiling over the sky. Paint the whole world with the rainbow.
Wednesday is the day of Rob's book quiz, and he joins me in the Wellington studio. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Jesse. Thank you for having me.
Great. Enjoying your wonderful weekly contributions to the show and our burgeoning friendship.
Yeah, it's hard to know which is more important.
Well, they're inextricably intertwined, Rob.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen to our relationship without, like, if for whatever horrible reason the quiz stops occurring? Do you think it'll break down?
I don't think.
No, it's best
now,
not.
You've got about 4 minutes for the quiz today, and I've leaned on you for a prize again. So, what are we playing for, and what's the quiz?
We are playing for the Selected Poems of Harry Ricketts, which came out earlier this year. It's a beautiful hardback. It's got some beautiful poems in it. So that is the prize for the quiz today. The way the quiz...
I feel like I've had one of Harry Ricketts' children on the show. I'm going to look that up while you run the quiz.
Okay. So the way the quiz works is that I'm going to read out 3 or 4 book titles and give you the authors for those books. And there will be something that is shared. There will be a shared quality between these texts or their authors. It could be anything, but I'm quite often looking at the news and thinking about how the news might relate to literature, so bear that in mind. And text in what you think that answer is, and over the news we'll peruse the answers and pick a winner. When I say pick, we just get the first person who gets it right. That
Got
seems
it.
Like the fairest way to do it.
It does, yeah.
Shall I give you some books, Jesse?
Please do.
Okay. People might have other ways of saying this, but I only know how to say it one way. So, 1Q84 by Haruki Murakami is our first book. And it's a big book. It's huge. Very popular in the bookstore I work
at. Yeah, the name of the book has given me an idea for a really fun quiz theme.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's the theme of this one, so I'll keep my mouth shut.
Okay, well, we'll see how we go. The second book is White Teeth by Zadie Smith. That's White Teeth by Zadie Smith is the second book, which is also an extremely good book if anyone's looking for something to read.
Okay, that's obviously not the answer I thought it was. I thought, what about if you had a book quiz where the answer was the book title is one character away from another famous book title? Like 1Q84 is like one character away from 1984.
That's working on a higher level than the one I'm working on, unfortunately. I like that, though. It's like all the code crackers at Bletchley Park in the Second World War developing cryptic crosswords for each other to try and prove who was the most clever. Our next book is A Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess. A Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess. And the last book is, and this is a little bit unconventional for the book quiz, we're going to what could kind of loosely be referred to as fanfic, but Gilmore Girls, Like Mother, Like Daughter by Catherine Clarke.
Okay.
It's Gilmore Girls, Like Mother, Like Daughter by Catherine Clarke, which I think is kind of a written version of the first season of the Gilmore Girls.
I always get the Gilmore Girls mixed up with Gossip Girl, and I understand that they're a different thing, but
very
I've
different
never watched
shows,
either, so,
yeah.
It probably causes the same sort of stress as it does that I get when people mix up Star Trek and Star Wars, but I'm just saying it.
Yeah, it's definitely triggering, I think. Gilmore Girls is great because there's no conflict really in it. The only conflict is everyone's trying to help other people, but they're misreading the room. So they're not quite getting it right, and that's the source of most of the conflict. So
a little bit Shakespearean, that, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Lots of misunderstandings having big impact on plot.
Fewer ghosts in Gilmore Girls. So those books are 1Q84 by Haruki Murakami, Gilmore Girls Like Mother, Like Daughter by Catherine Clarke, White Teeth by Zadie Smith, and A Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess. What links those books?
Good stuff. 2101 to have a guess and win this Collected Poems by Harry Ricketts. More from Rob with the answer after 2.
There's a voice keeps on calling me down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make, I'll make a new friend. Can't
stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on.
Kia ora, Rob.
Kia ora.
Once a week, Rob comes in, gives us a list of books, and you have to guess what those books have in common. Rob, was it too hard this week?
I think I've potentially made it too hard. I was trying really hard to make it accessible, but also not make it really easy. But I think in doing that, I've made it too difficult, because no one so far has got even remotely close.
Well, that's okay. Why don't we jackpot the book to next week and you just put us out of our misery and tell us what the answer is?
Okay. So the books were 1Q84 by Haruki Murakami, Gilmore Girls, Like Mother, Like Daughter by Catherine Clark, White Teeth by Zadie Smith, and A Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess. Other books I had on my list were Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe by Fanny Flagg, and 84 Charing Cross Road by Helena Hanf. And The Little Coffee Shop of Kabul by Deborah Rodriguez. They all feature cafes that are open for collection in Level 3. So I thought for our friends in Auckland we would say hello. But yeah, they all feature cafes or bars or restaurants. Famously, in White Teeth by Zadie Smith, there is O'Connell's. There's an Irish pool house run by Arabs with no pool tables. There are reasons why the pustule-covered Mickey will cook you chips, eggs and beans, or egg, chips and beans, or beans, chips and eggs, but not under any circumstances, chips, beans and bacon. But yeah, they all feature cafes. And I'm sorry, everyone, for making it too hard, but, you know, it can't all be easy.
I don't remember the cafe playing a major role in Clockwork Orange. Wasn't it more about the mass murder?
I mean, you've got to give me... You've got to give me some artistic license, otherwise what's the point?
Where is the cafe?
There's a diner. There's a diner in Clockwork Orange. And you get Ventures, which give you a nice, quiet horror show, 15 minutes admiring Bog, putting together everything in the diner. Mainly about fascism and mass murder. I will give you that.
Did I ever tell you the story of when I was 15 and... I asked this girl on a date, she was from a different school, always something like tremendously mysterious about girls from other schools, right?
And it's like another world. Yes.
I know. Well, let's come back to that. Anyway, I thought I'll take her to the movies, and I'd heard there was a big a re-release of a movie which I knew was quite famous called A Clockwork Orange, so I took her to that. And I can
classic
tell you,
date
right,
movie.
Not a suitable movie for 2 15-year-olds to go on a date.
I'm amazed they let you in. You've got to feel like that was age restricted. Thank you, Kakitano.
Thanks.